The time is now 8:30 on August 9th, 2019, and I call the meeting of the State of Arizona Board of Psychologist Examiners to order. Ms. Poe, would you please call the roll?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Bohansky?
Present.
Dr. Flowers?
Present.
Dr. Davis Wilson?
Present.
Dr. Brundage?
Present.
Dr. Davy? Mr. Donaldson?
Present.
Dr. Meyer?
Present.
Dr. Malott?
Present.
Ms. Shreve?
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Please note that the times on the agenda are approximate. The board makes every effort to begin proceedings on the scheduled time. The board may suspend the discussion on one agenda item, proceed to a timed item, and then return to the former agenda item at a later time. Licensees who attend board meetings may receive continued education credit for their attendance. Credit may be used to fulfill the ethics requirement upon licensure renewal. For psychologists who wish to receive CE credit for attending the meeting, the forms are available on the table by the door or from a board staff member. In order to receive credit, please register on the CE roster, complete the 3-page CE record form, have the first page stamped and initialed by a board staff member, and keep that page for your records. Give the other 2 pages summarizing the meeting to board staff. Please remember that you must stay until the end of the board end of the morning session or the afternoon session to earn 3 credits. You must stay the entire morning and afternoon to earn 6 credits. Board encourages everyone in attendance today to provide feedback by completing the board assessment form. Please place the completed survey forms in the survey box located on the table. I certainly would like to recognize all board members for their hard work. Well, except for Dr. Brundage, who's not working hard. She's relaxing in the cool climate. No, actually, she called in and attended meetings for me yesterday from Michigan, and I certainly appreciate her involvement, as I do everyone's, for that and the hours of preparation spent each meeting. I certainly greatly appreciate your time. I also would like to acknowledge the board staff, which helps put together all of this materials for us, as well as keeping up with the continuing flow of applications and issues at the board office. And in the midst of all this, this is Ms. Jones' last meeting, as I have sadly accepted a letter of resignation from our executive director. We tried to twist her arm. We tried a variety of maneuvers, including blackmail. It didn't work. However, she has been recruited to a very responsible position in the medical board of quality assurance for the state of California, and we'll be heading west to take on a whole bunch of significant responsibilities for a very large board in our sistering state. Needless to say, we are going to miss her greatly. And I still may chain her to the desk so she doesn't get out of here. But
congratulations.
Congratulations is in order. And we certainly appreciate everything that you have done to help keep us on track and in line and moving along. But we got business to do. Agenda item 4, call to the public. Ms. Poe, is there anyone who's requested to speak?
Chairman, there has not been any.
Thank you very much. Agenda item 5, the council update. Ms. Galvin, could you please provide the board with an update?
Members of the board, there are 2 pending cases. You'll recall one involving Dr. Gray and one involving Dr. Denbor. Both are at the Court of Appeals level. Dr. Gray is challenging the board's authority to accept and act on anonymous complaints. And Dr. Denbor is challenging the board's interpretation of 32-2081C. And they are at the Court of Appeals. Denbor, the state, the board's response brief is due in about 3 weeks, which we will file on your behalf. And Dr. Gray, I believe we are waiting for his opening brief. And that's all I have for you.
Thank you very much. In both those cases, we won at the Superior Court level.
We did.
Thank you. I would then move on to agenda item number 6. This is our consent agenda. Member of the board may remove an item from the consent agenda. Are there any requests to remove such?
Mr. Chairman, could I remove 2C?
2C. Let me make a note. 2C has been removed. Any other requests? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I shall move.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion on the consent agenda? Hearing none, consent agenda, all in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. We have a timed item coming up at 8:45. Let's deal with the removed item.
Thank you, Mr.
Dr.
Chairman.
Meyer?
Yes, this was an application we reviewed last week for Dr. Lori Wilson. This is a reapplication. She set for the ECCC but did not pass, and so is applying again. In reviewing the record, it was noted that the hours she was claiming for pre-internship were not correct, and one of the concerns was that precedents had already been set to approve that. But I'm concerned about that when, even though a mistake's made, if it's caught, shouldn't we address that? And wouldn't, if we just approved it, wouldn't that set a precedent to approve licensure without sufficient hours? So that was my concern, and I know, just wanted to see what the board thought about that.
Can we ask, I think we'd need to get a legal opinion on that or thought. I'm not sure.
I can just respond, and Ms. Galvin, please. In the past, when an application comes back up and things sometimes change, things get noticed, and we have reviewed, especially if it's a clear, you know, if it's just changing our mind about something, but if you notice something, if we were saying, well, you know, now we are doing it differently, but if you did notice something,
yeah,
I think,
so
is that okay, Ms. Galvin, for us to move forward?
Yeah. Would you care to receive legal advice in executive session?
Yes. I think it's a legal issue. I think it's like, okay, we approved it. Now what is our legal?
Okay. Is there a motion to go into executive session?
I make a motion to go into executive session.
I'll second it.
Is there a second? We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Minutes and discussions made during the executive session are confidential by law. All persons present in executive session or receive executive session information or materials shall keep the discussion information and materials confidential and shall not disclose them except as allowed by law. I would ask the board.